Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day. It's great to be with you. And you are listening to blogtalkradio.com/forward Christine Day Online. And I'm really looking forward to spending time with you on the show today. I hope you're all doing well. Beautiful weather here up in Grand Marais, the most glorious energy. Just brings me to a lot of gratitude being here. And you know, we just had this amazing opening, energetic opening happening just opposite our beach, which is part of the Galactic Receiving Station. Even though we've finished our work for the year up here with people, it's still active, of course, and it continues to be active. But there was this huge physical dimensional window that was incredibly opened right across the sky. And what I'm noticing is there's a lot happening in us being able to start to see these dimensional openings. And so keep an eye out in the sky or in the, you know, at the horizon, because this is the time for a lot of the dimensional veils to be lifting so that we actually start to see, physically perceive them. And it just is a beautiful, beautiful energy. And it just took my breath away and it got me to see very clearly just how things are changing so rapidly since we've had this huge shift taking place on the planet. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're breathing. I hope you're letting go. There's a tremendous amount of intensity going on right now. And I know that doesn't sound like anything new. It has been intense for some time. But there's another upswing in that intensity. And since these new energies have anchored onto the planet this mid-month, we all need to be willing to let go and not get caught up in the third dimensional illusion, because the illusion itself is intensifying. However things may appear, we all need to just breathe and let go and go into our hearts and know all is in hand. And we can really trust the unfolding of our lives step by step. That's really the truth. If you're really open to the energy of the moment, there's always everything we need in the moment. It's when we project forward with our mind thinking we need this, we need this, we need this, that it feels the fear starts to build or the struggle starts to build. And the fact is, everything is right in front of us in each moment in time. So it's just about going step by step, moment by moment, breathing and letting go, and just allowing the full unfoldment of our lives, however they look, and whatever they look like isn't necessarily the way they are. So the heart is our stable place. It's where all reality and truth exists, and that's where you can be stable. And you can depend on your stable heart space. So, you know, don't try and work anything out with your mind. Nothing will make sense to the ego mind. Just allow the heart, your heart's intuition to lead you, and continue to allow your heart's vastness to open and express that truth to you. So it's really about letting go, letting go, and letting go. It's simple. Sometimes that's frustrating, I know, because you want something else. But it's not necessary to have anything else. It's really necessary just to let go and allow yourself to use the conscious breath to birth yourself deeper into your heart and stabilize within that heart, building and anchoring that anchor within your heart. There is nothing more than that to do right now. So I just hold a lot of love around everyone out there as we all go through our pieces of our lives. And, you know, we've just finished all the summer retreat programs, and it's been wonderful. We've had a wonderful 6 3-day retreats this summer. And I want to acknowledge everyone who attended these retreats. We had an amazing time. It was such a powerful and joyful time receiving so many of you onto our land. And I'm continually amazed at how the Galactic Receiving Station is expanding and expanding. And I'm continuing to allow a huge shift of reconnection to the higher realms that's been stabilized within me since our programs this summer. So it's about being grateful for all the things that are around us moment by moment, the small things, especially the small things, and then the larger things, of course. But it's about taking the jewels in the moment and just opening up to them and holding our own hearts and breathing and letting go. That's where the real meaning in life comes for all of us. And we need to really witness our lives, you know, witness our human element, but to continue to let go in that and don't allow the feeling of fear to overwhelm you. Remember, the fear is the illusion, so keep letting go and trust that which is unfolding within you. And continue just to witness and trust the unfolding of your life. Don't try to understand what's taking place, because that's the ego mind. So I'm just really putting out there that you take your time to breathe and let go and focus in on your heart and build that heart connection as completely as you can and start living within, consciously living within the consciousness of your own heart. The Pleiadians are saying how important the community circle is again. We've done that for a while now, but it's kind of time for us to get back into our community circle work. And they're saying that the energy that's coming onto the planet right now is very important for us to do our community circle, because it will stabilize us as a group and help stabilize the community here on the earth plane. So why don't we bring our thumbs into the center of our palm and just bring your awareness to where the thumb connects into the palm and just take a breath and just let go into that. That's it, just breathing and letting go right into your palm. Opening your awareness where your thumb connects to the palm. That's it. And we're going to open up into a circle as we all collectively come with the thumb in the center of the palm. And where your awareness is, right where your thumb and your palm meet, take a conscious breath and let go. And as you do, you begin to join the community circle. That's it. Let your awareness open a little more. And breathe and let go. And as you let go, you align more. That's it. Breathe and let go right into the space. Ashata ine a ashe'o. Take one more conscious breath and bring that breath like a soft wind right to where your thumb is connecting to the center of the community circle. That's it. That's it. Opening your awareness through the space. Allow your awareness to engage right through that space, through that opening. Ashata ine a, eshe om, eshe o. That's it. Now let your awareness open a little more and take one more breath and let go right into the essence of this community circle. That's it. Now you're going to bring a sound, E star, right into the essence of the community circle. Let's do that together. E star. Now take a conscious breath and let go as you align deeper. And let's bring that again. E star, once more. That's it. Let your awareness open through the essence as the community circle expands even further. And take one more conscious breath and just let go, which aligns you deeper. Ashata ine'a. Eshe Om. Eshe Oh. Eshe Oh. That's it. And as you bring your awareness deeper within the community circle, witness how the energy begins to expand even further. Allow your awareness to fill the space of the circle. Ashata Inea. Eshe Oh. And take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata Inea. Eshe Om. Eshe Om. Eshe Oh. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. That's it. Feel how the energy, there's this like collective energy of God light starting to open up through our circle. So let your awareness open. Feel, see, sense the light that's flowing into our community circle. Let your awareness expand a little more. And take one more breath and just let go. Ashata Inea. Eshe'o. That's it. Breathe and let go. And let your awareness come right into the center of the circle. And see, sense, or feel like a birthing of light within the very center of our community circle. Just touch it with your awareness. And take one more breath and just let go. Ashata'i. That's it. Breathe and let go. That's it. Now take your thumb from your hand and bring both palms to your heart. So that both palms of your hands are resting right on your chest. Feel the warmth, the pressure of your hands on your chest, and take a conscious breath and let go. That is, let your awareness open a little more through your chest space, your whole heart space. Take a breath and let go. Ashata Inea. Feel, see, or sense how your heart is responding to the essence of that community circle. Let your awareness open just a little more. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata Inea. That's it. Just take one more breath and just let go through the space. Feel how your heart is responding, where your hand is on, your palm is on the full chest area. Bring your awareness into that space. Take a breath and let go. Shapa ine a she om. That's it. Breathe and let go. That's it. Let all of your awareness now flow into your heart space. Both palms of your hands resting on your heart. Let your awareness come to rest with a hand to the physical pressure or warmth of your hands is on your chest. And just take one more conscious breath in and out the mouth. Breathe right into that heart space. Letting your body move if it needs to. Opening your awareness just a little more if you can. And take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata Inea. Eshe Om. Eshe O. Eshe O. That's great. Just stay there holding your heart and breathing and letting go, allowing that heart space to open up on another level. Like another doorway of your heart opening up with this new energy coming onto the planet. Like the heart is ready to bloom like a flower would open. As you bring your awareness into the space of your heart and take another breath, just take one more breath and let go. Ashata Inea. Ashe Om. Eshe Om. Eshe Om. Taking one more breath and letting go. Ashata I. That's it. That's it. Taking one more breath and let go. I want to talk about what's coming up. We have the Pleiadian Seminar, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. In Bloomington, Minnesota. This is going to be a three-day, beautiful, amazing program. The Pleiadians are saying, come and forge a new path, a new pathway of light. And the Pleiadians are going to bring a series of profound initiations that are never been brought, very, very different from the work that they've done previously, that will directly impact your central nervous system. These initiations are designed to expand the brain synapses, which will enhance your brain functioning so that you'll be realigned back to a pure love consciousness frequency experience and unveil aspects of your sacred higher self. It'll allow you to move into a deeper remembrance of your natural multidimensional higher self. You'll be opening into another level of your sacred senses. And as you do that, you move into a new perspective, a new reality of truth, and allowing yourself to live that truth within your life now. This is a very, very important time, and the Pleiadians are setting up a unique crystalline vortex where you'll work from. They're also going to be channeling through to me these amazing sacred patterns that are going to work within your brain, reopening areas of your brain that you haven't utilized in this lifetime. We'll be having Mother Mary will be there, the Christ energy, the Pleiadians, of course, the Lemurian energies, the masters, the light beings, the angels. It's going to be an incredible happening. So if you're called to be there, it'd be wonderful to have you there. I know we are going to have a very special time. Come and take a next step to your awakening. So let's take one more conscious breath in and out the mouth, right into your heart, where you're holding that heart still. Use that conscious breath. Remember, in and out the mouth, it's like a deep breath in. And then you just let the out breath go. You don't control the out breath. You just let it go. And sometimes you even make a sound with that breath, just and let that sound come out if it needs to. It's so important that you let go and just allow your conscious breath. Remember, it says, yes, I'm willing to let go, and yes, I'm willing to receive my light. And that conscious breath bypasses the ego mind, so it really allows you to move beyond the ego mind illusion, deeper within the vastness of your heart. So just take one more conscious breath and let go. Shaka ine'a. That's it, breathing and just letting go. That's great. And now we're going to have a message from the Pleiadians. So what I want you to do is just hold your heart, take another breath, and let go. Beloved ones, we greet you. This is a powerful time of your transmutation. You're to let go and allow the transition unfold within you. Let go and be still as you align within your hearts. There is much to be accomplished within the vastness of your own heart. Take the time to be still and allow the stillness to bring you to a new access of your light within the vast space that is yours. Open to your divine. Take what is here for you within your heart. Receive the light of yourself and utilize all that is around you within this space. This is your time to shine forth your brilliance, to mirror the light which is you within the world. Let go and receive all that exists for you in this moment of time. Come home to yourself and be witness in this light. You still, be still, and receive all that awaits you, which is the abundance that exists within the vastness of your heart. Open to that which is your natural abundance. It is the time to receive. Open into receivership and allow yourself to have what your hearts desire. This is your time. Blessings, the Pleiadians. Let's take one more breath and let go. And that is so true. At the moment, with the energies the way they are, your heart is a multidimensional tool, and this is how you build and receive your heart's desire through the vastness of your heart in this energetic setting. And it's done through first forming a connection to your heart with your awareness and your conscious breath, and holding your heart, and then through your heart, opening your heart's desire and opening and building a manifestation of your heart's desire through your heart. Not trying to work out how that's going to happen. That's the ego mind. But just letting the ego mind speak about whatever it wants to in regard to that which you want for yourself, and know that all will unfold and be revealed if you stay focused on your heart. This is the time of our sacred heart to be, you know, self-realized. It's been there a long time now, and it's time for each one of us to utilize that. So I want to hold you and send you blessings and love and strong encouragement to work through the vastness of your heart and start opening and birthing your heart's desire for you to receive now in this lifetime. This is the time. So let's take another breath and let go. Ashapa ine a ashe'o. We're going to open up to the energy of the transmission. And this transmission is opening the link of the sun and bringing it within your heart, which illuminates your heart and allows you to work with the vastness of your heart, your own multidimensionality. And it's a natural process. It's a simple process. It's about you engaging with your heart and choosing to start aligning to this sacred aspect of yourself that has always been in place, always been intact just beyond the veils waiting for you. And now the veils are very thin, and it's through our hearts that we can reconnect to our multidimensional heart. And this is your time to receive. You know, we've been in a limited perspective for lifetimes. But now the mysteries have gone and the opening is there for our hearts. And it's about you, me, each one of us, stepping forward and working through the vastness of our own heart space and starting to utilize that which we are in our vastness. So let's go to that. Let's open that up, bringing your palms of your hands to your chest and feeling the warmth of the pressure of your hands on your chest, into your heart. That's it. Let your awareness flow where you are physically connecting to your chest. And just take a conscious breath and let go within the space. Don't try and work it out. Just be in your experience. And if your body needs to move, let it move. Now open your awareness a little more within the space again that where you're holding. Take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it. That's it. Staying physically connected to the heart. Let your awareness open through the chest area. And breathe and let go. And allow yourself to be moved into the stillness of your heart. Take one more conscious breath and let go. That's it. That's it. And I want you to open your awareness just a little more if you can. And breathe and let go. That's it. Eshata ine a eshe'o. That's it. Breathing right into the experience of your heart. And as you breathe, let go. And as you let go, you align deeper within your heart space. Whether you see, sense, or feel the energy of your heart space, It does not matter. It's about you opening your awareness a little more and allowing yourself to just go deeper within this space somehow. That's it. Let your awareness open just a little more. Breathe and just let go right through the space. That's it. And let your awareness open gently. Slowly into the space where your hands are on your chest. And feel, see, or sense the essence of the light beginning to flow within the heart cells. It might be just a knowingness. But feel a deepening of the energy to the light as you breathe and let go. That's it. Use the conscious breath, bring it right into the heart cells like a soft wind. And breathe and let go. And feel how your awareness moves deeper within the heart cells, almost into the whole chest area. That's it. Just be in your experience. Feel the essence of the light that exists here. Whether you see, sense, or feel it, it doesn't matter. Just breathe and let go. Then bring the sound right into your heart cells, okay? You're going to bring it right into the heart space and feel the full essence of the energy of the light flow deep within your heart as you bring in your unique frequency of sound. So listen to the sound now. Ascend. Ascend. That's it. Now you bring the sound, ascend, right through the space, however you're feeling. Just once. Ascend. Let your awareness open just a little more through the space. That's it. Use the conscious breath just like and let go into the space. Now bring your sound, three sounds of ascend right to the space. Open your awareness through the space. And feel, see, or sense the space begin to expand and open further. Take another conscious breath and let go right into the space. And as you let go there, the space expands even further. That's it. Let your awareness fill the space. Use the sound three more times right through the space. Ascend. Ascend. And once more. Within the space and take a conscious breath and let go and feel yourself expanding deeper within the vastness of the space of your heart. That's it. Take a conscious breath and just let go. Ashapa ine'a. Breathe and let go. And breathe and let go. That's it. Claiming the full space of your multidimensional heart. Whether you see, sense, or feel it, let your awareness expand outwards through the space of the light. filling that space. Take one more breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a, ashe om, ashe o, ashe o. That's it. Take one more breath and let go. That's it. Each time you breathe, you reposition yourself deeper within your multidimensional ha. You align to another level of your ha. This is the time for you to shine forth the light rays from the inner chamber of your ha. Just open your awareness. Take one more conscious breath. And let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. That's it. Let your awareness open a little further. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's great. And then gently bring all of your awareness back to feeling both hands on your chest and your body sitting on the chair, your feet on the ground. Just feeling and allowing the essence of that expansion within your heart to flow and anchor through the cells of your body. Your heart may have felt as big as huge space. Bigger than the room that you're in, going beyond that. And as you bring your awareness back, you align and bring the essence of your heart, and it comes right into where your hands are resting on your chest. Just breathing and letting go. That's the very center of your multidimensional heart. That's great work. You're being witnessed right now by the Pleiadians and the Lemurians, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, angels, the light beings, the masters are here. They're all here with us, supporting us in our transition. And every time you align through your heart in that way, you birth another level of the pathway of your sacred heart. Akoshata I, eshe om de ine'a, eshe om, eshe om, eshe o. So be it. And just know that you can work with this process we've done again by accessing it in the archives on www.blogtalkradio.com/Christine Day Online. And I look forward to being with you again on the next show. I wish to honor you and all that you are in this moment. So be it.